spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Listen, markets-wise, I mean, we're slightly in the negative here, a couple hours away, obviously, from the open. And I think it might be a jobs week. Jill Schlesinger, JillOnMoney.com, CBS News. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
It is a jobs week. I could tell the spring in your step that you knew that.
Well, I mean, sometimes when the month flips midweek, I don't know. You know, like, I don't know. I mean,
it can be very confusing. I understand that. That's why I'm here for you.
What are we expecting?
It's funny. A lot of people, you know, last month, oh my God, we got to prepare for these government layoffs. But then we started to understand that the government job losses are not showing up in the data just yet and in a very pronounced way. So there's two things that could be happening. One is that a lot of people who have left government work have taken early retirement and they're not looking for another job. And you have to be counted as looking for a job, actively seeking employment to be counted as unemployed. So if you think a lot of people took early retirement, not going to show up in the numbers. Then we think that maybe these numbers are exaggerated by the administration, by DOGE, because we're still not seeing a lot. So I think analysts are saying 130,000 jobs in the month. That would be down 100,000 from the previous month. But what is clear is that, you know, from all the surveys that we can look at right now, that companies, large and small, are putting hiring plans on ice unless they have to, because it's just hard to understand what is needed, because we don't know, like, what's the tariff regime going to look like? What's the economy going to look like? So it's very difficult to plan if you're a company.
We're talking with Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and CBS News. You know, the 100th day of the Trump second term is tomorrow. And, you know, the question I have, and he had said, you know, after the initial shocks to the system when he went on again, off and again with all these different tariffs, was he basically said we're going to have to take some medicine, but, like, wait till the fall. And I guess, you know, forget about politics, like, try to be as economically focused as possible. Okay. When does he shoulder the full burden of the economy?
Now, right now, because, you know, you get a little bit of the wind, the wind behind you in the first couple of months of the year. But it's today. And, you know, again, we're not seeing this in the hard data yet. I have to be clear that, you know, sentiment, plans, all that, that's not considered hard data. So we have not seen it in the inflation data, and we have not seen it in the economic data. We have not seen it in the jobs data. Haven't seen higher inflation, haven't seen a slowdown in growth. We are anticipating that. That's what we're anticipating based on a lot of different other measures. But, you know, again, when you have tariffs in place and when you have the president one day threatening to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell, the next day saying, oh, just kidding, not really, it is an incredibly unstable period. So as a consumer or as a business, how do you plan? How do you plan? We've seen some interesting things that come out from, like, I have, like, you know, wonky folks that I follow. And they've been sending me these things like, hey, check this out. Flights, way down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Vacations, way down. Hey, look at this. Container shipments, way down. But that's not, like, the biggie. You know what I mean? Those aren't the big pieces of data that the Fed and everyone else is looking at yet.
Interesting. Yeah. See, and people say if you are an American who wants to go, just the European flights, they're just going down because nobody's coming here and fewer people are just traveling now because everyone's. The thing is, it's like the negative impacts of the economy seems that they're all anticipatory. Like, yes. Oh, I'm nervous about this, so I'm not going to do that. And instead of like, I'm wondering when the stuff is like really going to feed through in real terms. Like, when are fewer goods going to be here? When are inventories going to get thin?
Well,
that kind of stuff.
Well, there are fewer goods right now. That is true. Okay. So that's clear. But I think to your point, one of the problems that we have is that, you know, I'm saying, oh, these are feelings, okay. But the problem is that, frankly, if we're really looking at our feelings, they do influence what we do, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so that's the piece that we're kind of looking at. I think that we are probably going to start seeing things trickle in the next few months. But again, you know, on some level, let's say you're an importer. You might say, oh my God, I better get what I can right this second because I don't know what happens at the end of those 90 days that of that pause.
Right.
Or you might say, I want to get as much as I can right this second while at 10% because I think that's where the tariff rate is going to land, but I'm not sure.
Right.
So what we are seeing in some of the data are the are companies pulling forward their purchases. We saw this actually with car purchases by individuals, right? We saw that people were buying more cars. Why? Like, well, I don't want them to cost 25% more in 6 months.
Well, I went to look at cars this weekend, and one guy, he's only been doing it a couple months, he's like, because, you know, they flip over their incentives at the beginning of the month, and A, they don't discount anything right now because everything's selling. And number two, he's like, well, and I don't know if this is a BS line or not. He's like, well, I was like, do you have any idea what might change? He's like, no, we know nothing. The only thing I do know is that the prices are going up.
Yes. I think that that's a fair. I think that that's fair. I mean, look, I was hoping to talk about financial literacy, you know, because before the end of the month, there's been so much going on. So I finally wrote about it, you know, in the blog this week. And I should have probably, you know, I was trying to talk about different things that I've been hearing.
Sorry,
about.
I got you off topic. My bad.
No. But one of the reasons I think it's been interesting to talk about some of these larger issue topics about the economy is that it brings to bear how unique this period is. That, you know, what I would say to you is, you know, if everyone was really nervous about the world, about the United States and actions or something going on, you might see a lot of people flow into the U.S. government bond market, right? It's like the flight to safety, it used to be called. It's not happening. Why is it not happening? Because we don't really know. Like, it's not perceived as safe to throw your money into the United States government bond market. But do I really think that even this government would welch on its obligations and not repay a bond? No. But I do think that there is a bubbling perception of this time is different.
Yeah.
And I know those are very dangerous words, but it does feel quite different to me. I've been doing this for almost 40 years. This is a different environment of uncertainty. Like when you think about COVID and how uncertain that was, it was an exogenous event. Something happened to the world.
Right.
This once in a century pandemic happened.
Yeah, this is self-inflicted.
This is a self-inflicted wound.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's trying to change the way the global system in a lot of ways,
right?
And we'll see what happens. And the thing I say, and we got to go, but is that because of other sort of like what do they call it? Unintended consequences, you might not ever get to see the logical conclusion of whether it could work or not, because things might put pressure people in places to
true.
Do things before
that's true.
We can see its logical conclusion. But they're messing to me, and they're messing with the middle class, and that's the problem.
I think they're messing with everybody. I don't think anybody is.
But the wealthy, like if you're worth $200 billion, it hurts to be worth $150 billion, but you're still $150 billion. And if you're a low income earner, you're still getting, you know, unless a lot of stuff from the government
dries up. If you're a low income earner, what you were hoping for. If you were like middle to low, what you were hoping for, you listened to the president and you said, wow, this dude gets it because he knows I've been struggling. And you're getting uncertainty, you're getting high interest rates, you're getting prices that could go higher. So, and remember, tariffs are regressive. It hurts, you know, if the price of stuff goes up, like you're right, if the price of a Mercedes goes up, who cares? But if the price of a Chevy goes up, everybody cares.
Yep. Jill, thank you.
Take care, man.
All right, Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and of course, CBS News.